Some of these farm counties are a big mystery to me. If you go back 20 years ago, most of these farm counties were voting for people like Dukakis. Like I say, they've been moving Republican, but not all of them. Let's see, there's that's a very heavy Democratic county. That's Austin, Spam City, USA, Hormel Factory, meatpacking. Olmsted County here, that's the Mayo Clinic. Again, highly educated in the West, in California, New York, would associate those areas with the Democratic Party, not in Minnesota. And here's one way you can really see the difference. Take a look at the 6th Congressional District. Here's Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's these fast-growing, relatively wealthy suburban counties. St. Cloud, that's an old German settlement area, a lot of anti-abortion politics here. And Michelle Bachmann, one of the more conservative candidates. She was in the news recently when she talked about the pro-American and anti-American areas of the country. Right next door is Keith Ellison from the 5th District, African-American and Muslim member of Congress. So you go, in other words, from the cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, out to the suburbs, you go to a very different world indeed. Minnesota has been trending Republican right now, and was a state that McCain thought he could pick off. And it's one of the few states, I think, where McCain has put more money into it than Obama has. But its polls now show Obama clearly well ahead.